You're listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting. I'm Ricky Bevington. A company from Alabama wants to mine for heavy minerals in South Georgia. This is near the Okefenokee National Wildlife Refuge. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is taking comment from the public now, and GPB's Emily Jones is covering this story. She joins me now to break it down for us. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Ricky.
So tell us a little bit more about the area in question, the Okefenokee Swamp. What is this place like?
It's down right near the Florida-Georgia border in South Georgia, Southeast Georgia, and it is a very large and very popular destination. It's about 438,000 acres in total is this big swamp area. It gets about 400,000 visitors a year. It's really a popular destination where you can go and see alligators. You can, paddle a canoe or a kayak, and you're pretty much guaranteed to see a lot of alligators. There's bald eagles and there's wood storks that are all in this wildlife refuge. So it's a huge and varied and pretty popular wildlife destination in Georgia.
Wild sounds like the appropriate
yes.
adjective. So what is this company, Twin Pines Minerals, proposing?
Well, they are proposing mining that is, it's outside the area of the National Wildlife Refuge, of course. They're talking about 12,000 acres total, although their permit application right now is for phase one of their project, which is a little over 2,400 acres. And they're talking about mining that in phases. And what they're going to do is basically mine an area. And then within 30 days, they say they're going to fill it back in. And then whenever it's the appropriate season, they'll replant any, plants that were disturbed.
For context, Emily, 12,000 acres is what the company wants to mine. A football field is 1.3 acres. So this is a big area. Now, you mentioned that the company is promising to replant areas that it mines. What does that mean, and how are environmentalists and conservationists responding to that idea?
Well, the idea, what it means is basically what it sounds like. There, any trees that get disturbed, plants that get disturbed, they'll plant them back again when it's the appropriate season for planting whatever those plant species might be. Environmental groups, which of course are already coming out against this proposal for a lot of reasons, and one of them is that they are pretty skeptical of the idea of replanting. I spoke with the Suwannee Riverkeeper yesterday, and he says, replanting sounds good on paper, but he's looked at some areas in other places where this idea of replanting was done, and he doesn't think it is all that effective.
Emily, what does this public comment period entail?
So it's 30 days from when the permit application was received last week. So it closes on August 13th. And it means that people can write a letter or write an email to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And I spoke with a spokesman from the Corps who wanted to be really clear that it's about new information here. You can hear from him. This is Billy Birdwell.
There. Purpose is to give us information that we don't have or that the public deems that we really need to consider before we make our decision. And it may lead to something that requires more study. But that's why we have these public comment periods, and we encourage people to get involved.
What they're looking for is new information that might say, here's a perspective on this you didn't consider. Here's a possible impact that you need to study. Here's a species. Here is a, something that could happen that would have an impact that isn't reflected in this permit application.
GPB's Emily Jones, thank you so much for covering this for us.
Thank you, Ricky.
Here in Georgia, the Public Service Commission has approved the latest three-year plan for Georgia Power's energy mix. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
The biggest change, more solar, says PSC Chair Bubba McDonald.
I propose that the amount of the utility-scale renewable procurement increase to 2,000 megawatts alternating current.
In total, the utility giant will have to develop more than 2,200 megawatts of new solar in the next 3 years. That's enough to power more than 200,000 homes. Plus, Georgia Power will have to develop a number of new energy storage projects. The PSC also approved plans to retire 5 coal-burning units at 2 plants, Hammond near Rome and McIntosh near Savannah. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Georgia communities are on standby with the looming threat of immigration and customs enforcement raids. Azadeh Shashahani is with Project South, an immigration advocacy group. She says they've been handing out flyers informing potentially affected communities of their rights.
I think the intention has been to try to spread fear and terrorize the community. But, you know, the important thing is that we are organized and ready to respond.
President Donald Trump announced the raids last month. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.